Since 1997, Vermonters have flocked to Montpelier for the Green Mountain Film Festival, which showcases work from around the world. But in 2019, the festival was forced to pause due to COVID-19. Organizers took that time to redevelop the festival, which opens today for the first time in 5 years. Sam Kahn, the Green Mountain Film Festival's programmer, is here to talk about what's in store for audiences this year. Sam, welcome.
Thanks, Nathaniel. It's great to be here.
Now, I know festivals around the country are getting a big push from filmmakers to hold in-person screenings coming out of the pandemic. How does it feel to actually be able to gather in person in theater seats for an event like this?
It's truly the best. I strongly believe that art and cinema is meant to be experienced in community and in person. And the feeling of being in a packed theater and watching a film for the first time altogether is unlike anything else.
And what kind of changes have been instituted since the festival took a pause in 2019?
There's a lot that's still the same. We're still based out of the Savoy, but we've expanded to the Capitol. So now we're operating on 3 screens, which is really, really exciting. It's a new team. We've got a new board, new executive director. I'm new as the festival programmer. And we were working off of the really warm legacy that the Green Mountain Film Festival has in the community, but inventing it anew also in some ways. So continuing that legacy and also striving to expand and really push the festival to be diverse and current and bringing the best of world cinema to Montpelier and to Vermont.
And you mentioned it a little bit there, but what does this festival mean to the Montpelier community?
It's incredible to see. There are so many folks who have come up to me and the other people who are working for GMFF just like glowing. I think particularly this year with the flood and the amount that the community went through with that and the resiliency that the community has shown, having a celebratory event come back is really, really special and beloved.
When programming the festival, what kind of stories or experiences do you aim to bring to Vermonters?
I both focus really close and really far. And what I mean by that is it was important for me to have Vermont stories, Vermont on film. We have a youth media showcase, a film slam. We have a Vermont shorts block. We have this incredible feature documentary, Junum, by local filmmaker Sierra Urich. So a lot of work that is really near to Vermont. And then also to go as far as possible and really bring in stories that, like I was saying before, otherwise wouldn't reach this community. I think people don't necessarily know that there are hundreds of films that get made every year that for one reason or another, usually because they're not deemed as commercial as other films, don't reach your local cinema. And often those stories are told by smaller filmmakers. And so really wanting to bring more experimental, more diverse, more wide-ranging stories to our community as well.
What are some films in this year's lineup that audiences should have on their radar?
There's really something for everyone, but a couple movies I'd highlight. We have Junum, this fantastic documentary by local filmmaker Sierra Urich. And she grew up in Bristol, and it's a film she made with her mother and grandmother. She's an Iranian-American filmmaker, and it's really her understanding her cultural past. I'd also highlight I Saw the TV Glow by Jane Schoenbrunn. It's a fantastic trans horror film that's really genre bending about two high school misfits who bond over a shared love of Buffy the Vampire inspired television show. I'd also highlight Three Promises. It's a fantastic Palestinian documentary. It's composed entirely of found footage. So the filmmaker, his mother filmed him and his sister during the early 2000s, during this response to the Second Intifada. And he repurposed that footage into a documentary today. And it's just a small slice of a mother's love in a war zone. And I just can't imagine a more relevant film given the ongoing genocide in Gaza. So those are a couple of recommendations I have, and I'd really encourage folks to check out our entire lineup. We have everything from narratives to documentaries to animated films to restorations to short films. So yeah, something for everyone.
And there are some non-film events that are being held as well alongside the films in the festival this year. Can you talk some about those?
Yeah, I'd love to. We have Vermont Black Farmers Panel as part of the Farming While Black documentary. And we have a video art gallery at the Crumb Factory, which is a new space in Montpelier. So we have 9 video art pieces by 7 artists, international artists, as well as DJ sets on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the festival. So yeah, those are just a couple of our non-film events or other events that are part of the festival.
Throughout the pandemic, online screenings for film festivals increased in popularity, and we'll see that this year at the Green Mountain Film Festival, where some films will have online screenings. Why is this an important addition to the festival experience?
This was really something we worked with All Brains Belong on. So it's really an accessibility thing for us. We want everyone who wants to watch movies to have the chance to be part of this community event. And we understand that there are various accessibility needs. So that's why we were really excited about having a virtual screening.
I've been speaking with Green Mountain Film Festival programmer Sam Kahn. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nathaniel.